Alleluia. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Thank you, Lord. We love you too, Lord, because you loved us first. How marvelous, how marvelous. And we thank you for the things that you prepared for them that love you. Things that I have not seen nor heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith. Thank you, Lord God, for the gathering of the saints, the assembly of the righteous. We are gathered by your divine decree. We're here, O God, by your sovereign will. We would yield to the Spirit, Lord. We would hear what the Spirit say. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Subdue my iniquity, O God. Help us in this hour to worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. All right. You'll hear Gwen this morning? You ever seen yourself in Gwen or Gwen? I don't get the right response. That's the problem. We have an example is so that you can understand. You know, like an illustration. Gwen's an example of a haughty woman out of her place, stiff neck, rebellion. You tell me none of you sisters ever done that? Only you're the only one? I'm just asking for effect. I say women, but when you look at the spiritual aspect, the body of Christ, we are the bride of Christ. So though we say women, you know, it includes men. You men hadn't done that either? You see where it comes from, though, don't you? Knowledge. So it's the same way when you rise up, but you don't have the knowledge that you ought to submit and obey them that have the rule on you. You see, that's knowledge above. And what you do with that, cast it down. When you rise up against the man, you cast that down. We don't do so well with that. Why? We have knowledge above that. Gwen's got knowledge. She found it in her Bible. Absolutely. And she quoted the scriptures. And sit down, prophet, shut up. That's the spirit. Y'all never handled the brothers like that? Wives never handled your husbands like that? I'll be done shortly. Well, I've done it, Pastor Rice, but I'm not convinced that it's wrong. I believe, you know, I understand that. For us to be convinced that we're wrong, it takes a miraculous work. No matter what man does is, he don't consider it to be wrong. At least not wrong enough to warrant death. Y'all know what the wages of sin is? Hallelujah. All right. So, yeah, Gwen, I've heard that several times, many times. And I come to the same conclusion every time. Not right. Bad spirit. Proud, haughty. Now what God says is he lacks. What's that?
A meek and quiet spirit.
Well, I know. So we all agree, huh? Yes. All right. We'll see how we do. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, you men, you can be so aggravating. Sometimes you sisters are aggravating too, so you know we we have to, you know, get some leverage. Huh? We have to rise above the right and engage the wrong. Hallelujah. Gwen was very persistent, too. She didn't give up. I don't remember. I think it ended by him not taking her call anymore. She's not convinced. And too much, I don't try to convince people. You know, I speak the truth. God will have to convince you. And he's willing. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Hallelujah. We just keep rejecting the truth. It's okay, you know, if you do it. But you must confess it's wrong. That's not a problem. When we do it and keep doing it and justify that it's okay to do it, that's the poison. That's the poison right there. Hallelujah. Heirs together, not alone. In Christ, it's all together. We say that just like God likes a meek and quiet spirit. But in our application and our understanding, we don't convey that. Basically, men like to do for themselves, by themselves, of themselves. Even though God has made us new creatures. And the new man, that's not his nature. However, we put him off so that we could do the other. And we think, well, we justify ourselves in that too. You know, if they were righteous like me, then maybe we could do things together. Or if they were as skilled as I am. But what we need to understand is that this is for our good. This is God's purpose. You know, we talk about the will of God. Well, God's will is that we be one. We speak the same thing. Huh? We have no division. This is God's will. Well, that means you can't be selfish. You have to consider your neighbor. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Oh, God. Well, what are you doing, Pastor Rice? Well, I'm saying these things, and I'm thinking about how many times they've been said, how many times we read them, and how easily we transgress them. That's why I groan. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Of course, it's we're going to please God. We're not going to attain unto righteousness doing anything selfishly. It's like whatever we do that's not of faith, God don't accept it. And whatever we do as an individual, God don't accept it. Well, that's nothing to sigh about. It's good news. Hallelujah. You cannot convey by the letter. You cannot by the letter convey spiritual things. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And together, there's that word again. Together is where we are purged. Together is where we are purified. Together is where we're cleansed, tried, and made white. Hallelujah. Together. God. What God is doing with the church is together. As long as you have the selfish mindset, you are not in the righteousness of God. Now, I know we try to grasp that with the carnal mind, and it can't be done. Nothing of God concerning God can be comprehended with the carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity against God. So in the spirit, you know, you can
discern these subtle motions, because they are motions. You know, Paul talked about the motions. Subtle. Praise the Lord. That means you would not be able to detect or discern them if it were not for the Spirit of God. Of course, if you were in the flesh, you never discern them. Okay, then. So that's what happened concerning unity. You know, we all have a carnal concept of unity. Unity simply means not you. Is that simple enough? Unity, not you. Y'all don't like my definition, do you? Unity means not you. Christ. That's what it means. Now, we say yeah and amen, but then when we try to do it, you know who gets in the way? You. And then you blame it on your neighbor, but it's you. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, Timothy. Say amen, brother. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Brother, you don't have to, you can rejoice. I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah. So, as much as we try to come into the unity of the Spirit in the natural, we never get it done. As much as we try to come into the unity in the carnal, we'll never get it done. The unity of the faith. And you have faith, I have faith. That's the unity we need to come into. But what we do is we esteem the other things higher. You got faith, I got faith. You've been born again, I've been born again. Huh? I think we should put that above everything else. Ah, only if we would do it. Hallelujah. I was asked the question, you think all of these people that don't read the King James Version Bible are going to be saved? He asked me just like that. Well, how do you answer something like that? Here's my answer. I said, I think most of the people are going to hell. Huh? Whether they go to church or call themselves Christian, I believe most of the people living on the earth now are doomed for hell. That's what I believe. Does the scripture back me up? Absolutely. Anywhere, everywhere. Amen. From the book of Genesis, yes. When God called a few people out and secured them safely in the ark and destroyed everybody up. Time of Sodom and Gomorrah. The time of all the times in the Bible where God delivered his people. See? And we're going to be delivered. God's people. Hallelujah. But do you think all that, what he's saying there is, there's really a lot of significance on people that read the King James Version, which we should do. But I don't believe that that's salvation. I believe people can be saved and not even read the Bible. That's what I believe. Well, should we read the Bible? Everybody can't read. Y'all know that? My dad couldn't read. And when we would get to read scriptures, they had to tell him every word. How humiliating, though. He received it good. In the beginning, he would say, in the beginning. God created. He said, God created. Every time he read the scripture, that's how it was done. So, nevertheless, you know, I believe he heard from God. And so what I'm saying is that the reading in itself is not the salvation. If you can read, you should read the King James. But I'm not saying, well, if you don't read the King James Version, you're not going to be saved. Certainly if you read it, it won't save you. We should read it, though. See what I'm saying? See, there's a spiritual application. And I get the inference when he asked the question that way is, suppose everybody must read the King James Version to be saved. We must obey God. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You mean if all you had was the other Bible, you wouldn't read it? Some say, oh, no, not me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You, well, Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. So only a few are going to be saved. We can be encouraged in that, but we should also fear. Paul's example of the fear of the Lord is that God's able to cast our soul and body in hell. This is the fear of God. Now, usually we look at God's promises, God's immutability of his word, which means it can't change. We believe that no matter what we do, God's going to save us. That's not so. God's going to save us, but we'll have to do what he wants us to do. So here we are resisting him. Well, we want to be saved and do all whatever we want to do. Well, since God's going to save us, we have to do what he wants us to do. We won't be saved doing what we want to do. So, you know, that's a fallacy. That's the way the carnal thinks. Well, you know, I'm saved, so I'm... If you are saved, then you'll obey God. Even if you were rebellious, stiff-necked, to be saved, you'll have to obey God. And if you have been rebellious, obedience would be, I've been rebellious. Well, we aren't going to pass it over. No. You know, we'll have to admit that. We'll have to humble ourselves. Can God save a proud man? No. Can't save a rich man? Absolutely not. For God to save a man, we'll have to humble himself and say, woe is me, I'm a sinner. I can't do anything to save myself. Then to be saved, we'll have to hold to that. That's where we miss the mark. We start out that way and then we regress. We start backing up. There's nothing you can do to be saved. Well, you tell us to live holy. Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah. That's your power. When you believe it, you'll do it. Hallelujah. You know that's what faith does. It gets the job done. Glory, glory. You know where it comes from? Comes from God. You know why he gave it us?
Yes.
Yeah, so we could be saved.
Yes.
Y'all want to be saved? Well, we do, but we don't. Who can resist his will? Since he wants to save us, guess he'll have to save us. But understand, we'll be not. We will be not, and we'll be Christ. Yet not I, but Christ. Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live, we can say this collectively. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, who loved me, who loved me, and gave himself for me. How powerful, huh? Man's concept of love is receiving, receiving. God's manifestation of love is he gave, he gave, he gave. What did he give? He gave himself. Now, how easily do we get moved away from that? Selfishness never even get out of the starting blocks. Selfish man is not thinking about giving anything, let alone himself. Proud man? Hallelujah. Gwen's a good example. Proud and haughty. Absolutely. Of course, you know, women have changed. Anybody know that? And there are some that don't do what those women do, but they take pleasure. Like, yeah, right. They take pleasure in them that do. My mother wasn't like that. Kurt's mother wasn't like that. I don't know about your mother, but she didn't talk back to John. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She was a good example. John was a fireball. He was hard to handle. But Mama Rice, she submitted herself. He was rough as a cop. Absolutely. He'd stir you up and provoke you. But she was always submissive. Hallelujah. I think God rewarded her well. He didn't punish her for it. Hallelujah. She lived to be a ripe old age. And most of that time, she was healthy and productive. Maybe the last 5-6 months, we had to take care of her. But up until then, she lived to be 97. Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord. Proud and haughty. The daughters of Zion. They're haughty. That's not meek. That's not humble. That's not submitted. Tell me you keep sighing over there, brother. Oh, see? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, some of the saints are tired, you know, and if they don't get in the spirit, they'll get taken away. You know? Glory, glory. I won't be too long, though, because I won't. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't talk back either. How about that? Hey. No, I didn't. There was something that, sort of motivated me, encouraged me not to talk back. He was very discerning, too. I suppose because he'd been a young man himself. That's how I figured out. He'd strip us naked and whip us. The boys, anyway. Hallelujah. And we cried for a little bit, but that's enough. We couldn't cry all day long. Absolutely not. He'd promise us if we kept going on, he'd do it again. So I said, well, maybe I better stop. And I was able to do it. It dried up, boy. Straighten up, fly right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But times have changed, so children talking back to their parents is just common. And rebellious, haughty wives and sisters and women, it's common too. In fact, the haughty ones, they recruit more. You know that, don't you? We got to get empowered. Now, like I say, all women don't go out and advocate, but they take pleasure in them that do. Because when something don't suit them, that's their response. Hallelujah. Scripture says when the spirit of the ruler rises up. Well, we can quote it, but... do you believe that we should do it like that? Yes. Or maybe when the spirit of the ruler will rise up, let me rise up like Gwen now. That's a good example for us. We got this broadcast. It's wonderful. Yes. Really? I mean, we could really get somewhere with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
I mean, here we listen to the broadcast and let the Holy Ghost compare spiritual things with spiritual. My. How blessed. Thank you, Lord. In Brother Wayne's preaching, he said that Jesus got by submission what the devil tried to get by rebellion. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. So what do you think we'll get by our rebellion? Maybe the same thing that we won't get what Jesus got. And like we said yesterday, the scriptures continually contrast. It shows the contrast between the righteous, holy God, good and gracious, and the unrighteous, ungrateful, unholy man. That would be us. However, if any man be in Christ, Amen. He is a new creature.
Hallelujah.
Not should be.
Amen.
Huh? If you've been born again,
yes.
There's a new man.
I am.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
There is a new man.
Yes,
you are a new man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I would venture to say that the reason I say most people aren't going to be saved is because most haven't been born again.
Amen.
You know, only theoretically.
Yes.
He jumped on the bandwagon. That's not how men are born again. When they are born again, they are new creatures.
Yes, Lord.
Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Hallelujah. But if a person hadn't been born again, there's only so much you can say to him. Even if he quotes the scriptures with you, he don't understand what you're saying. Even if he tried to teach you like Gwen was trying to teach the prophet, yeah, they still don't understand. You understand that? But the reason I talk the way that I do, you all say you've been born again. All right then. Then we should get excited about all that God's done for us. Well, thank you, Lord. Let me go on in Jesus' name. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. That law is in my members, but I'm free from it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's another law. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. If you are born again, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, then no matter how many times you said it, no matter how many times you heard it, if you're not born again, you don't know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's two laws that work in us.
Amen.
In him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
Not so with us.
Amen.
Not so with us.
Amen.
We're like the day here. There's a night and there's the light. That's what we got. We got light. But there's a night. The thing is that the day overrules the night. Just like here, you know. That's what goes on in you. Huh? We like to say I'm saved and no darkness in me. Yeah, I don't. How could Terry do that?
Hallelujah.
The same way you'll end up doing it. Hallelujah. He left his place. Hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh. Which means that it was based upon man's efforts.
Right.
Understand, weak through the flesh? It say, here, do this.
Amen.
And the flesh can't do it.
Right.
Not righteousness.
Amen.
It can do things, but it can't work.
Amen.
The flesh cannot work righteousness.
Glory. Truth, Lord.
So here's the law, and here's man.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Amen.
Weak through the flesh.
Yes.
God sending his own son.
Yes, Lord.
See what love is?
Yes.
God sending his own son.
Yes,
how? Huh? In the likeness of sinful men. Huh? He didn't come down here, you know, in his pomp, in his majesty, in his Air Force One. Huh? He came down here in his flesh. Just like you, just like me. In the natural, we all understand that part of it. But if we don't understand spirit, we don't understand.
Right.
That's why we have trouble when God requires something of us.
Hallelujah.
We say, my God, this is just not right. All that Charlene does to me, she aggravates me, she goes out of her way, and I'm supposed to love her and do good? This is just too much, God.
Hallelujah.
This too much.
What a
mighty God. Pastor Rice, he always preaching and upsetting me, and I'm supposed to love him and say, preach on, brother.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
Timothy, stop looking at that. You're gonna be distracted yourself.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Well, we'll say like Jesus said to us, sleep on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Now I'm speaking by the Spirit. We've heard this before. But it, Thank you, Jesus. We have to hear what the Spirit
Amen.
Says.
Yeah, Lord.
You know how sometimes people do something and they spare no cost, especially if they're doing it for themselves. This is what God did in salvation.
That's right.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't. He paid the ultimate.
Right. Amen.
And he required for us to give to him what he gave to us.
Yes.
Lo and behold, that other law working,
you,
say, this is not right.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is not right.
Thank you, Lord.
And,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I guess for a righteous man to die is not right, huh?
Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, he died so that you might live.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Tempted just like we are.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's what it says. He was tempted of the tempter.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Of course, temptation is not sin. But temptation is what happened when you're in the flesh.
Yes.
And if the law of the Spirit of life of Christ ain't in you, you'll have to obey it.
Amen. Truthful.
But since the law of the Spirit of life in Christ is in us, we don't have to obey it.
Amen.
See? That's why sin has no dominion.
Amen.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Absolutely. It's not the boss, though. It don't drive the train. Hallelujah. And we got power over all the power of the enemy. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Now, when I say we're sinners, some here... Well, we should continue in sin. That's not what I mean by it.
Amen.
You saying you're a sinner keeps you safe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Which means that the nature is in you. As long as you say you're a sinner, you kill the nature. When you say I'm not a sinner, you give over to the sin nature. Oh, when I say we're sinners, I don't mean we all need to go around and fornicate. I'm just telling you, fornication's in there.
That's right.
Y'all don't believe me?
Praise the
Lord. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
In Matthew 15, it said these things, they come out of the heart of the man.
Right.
Adultery and fornication.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Not your heart.
Yes.
That's why we say we're sinners.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why not we condone sin.
Right.
Because we have power over sin.
Amen.
But some, when they say we're sinners, then they mean, well, we're going to keep sinning. That's not how I say it. Hallelujah. We're going to overcome evil with good. Why? Because we're overcomers. That's by what Christ has done. By the blood of the Lamb. By the word of our testimony. Yeah, Christ condemned sin in the flesh. Otherwise, we have no power over it. It is in there. But it's condemned.
Yes, Lord.
By the word of God.
Yes,
by the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all have faith for this?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, for some, righteousness is trying to convince people that they don't sin.
Right. Amen.
You know.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, God can make the wrong right.
Yes, He can.
So, He said we shouldn't sin. If we sin, though, if we say it's sin, it's righteous.
Hallelujah.
If we say it's sin, then it's righteous.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. If we say we have not sinned, we're a liar.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Hallelujah. Carnal is carnal, spiritual is spiritual. That's why Paul said, I'd like to speak unto you as spiritual, as unto spiritual. But if we're carnal, you can't speak to us as unto spiritual. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, we don't have to be carnal. But if we are, then we won't be able to receive spiritual things. We're not locked in. No. No, we've been born of the Spirit of God. Children of the light. Children of the day. Hallelujah. So then they that are in the flesh, they can't please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, which is most men, especially the ones that call themselves Christian these days, absolutely not. There's social clubs and things like that. You know, they're not serving God. They name the name of Christ, but hallelujah. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, well, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Don't you know that Christ is in you? Huh? Except you be reprobate. Hallelujah. You all shouldn't be offended when I tell you that. Whatever manner I tell you, Christ is in you. Of a truth.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. Y'all want to hear the rest? You're not sure.
Amen.
Now, carnally, we like to receive everything but that. That's what carnal is. It takes a portion. It's the same as a letter. You understand? But if we're not our own, I mean, if we been crucified with Christ, Christ is in us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Huh? The temple of God. Spirit of God dwells in us. Hmm? Well, the rest of that is we're not our own. Carnal mind won't go there. It'll take the first part. It won't take the last part. That's how the letter is. Yeah. It spits out the good stuff. Hallelujah. You tell me all the people that name the name of Christ, consider yourself first. Really walk in the light that they're not their own. Their lips, nor their hand, nor their feet. Huh? No. We belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not just for this period of time, but for eternity. Hallelujah. You know, I'm a wretched man like the rest of you all. Huh? You know, like the old man said, hey, man, you know I hate niggers too. Didn't he say it, brother? Oh, y'all. Praise the Lord. Well, I know you know I'm a wretched man like you because you let me know. But it's not a problem. But you see how the Spirit of God moves in this old wretched man. I still find rejoicing and joy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That's because I acknowledge I'm a wretched man. Hallelujah. You wretched too, Edie. Hey, says you wretched too, brother. Huh? We're all included. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And honestly, the reason I get so excited about the things of God, and I do, is because my understanding of my wretchedness. Absolutely. When I consider me speaking like this, I say, come on, come on. You don't know that I know me? No, you think you know me as the man said, you don't know like I know. when the Lord delights to do this, I'm delighted. Hallelujah. Aren't you delighted? We're undeserving. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I suppose I'm not in the spirit when I offend you, though. Huh? For circumcision verily profited if thou keep the law. Hallelujah. And that was the boast of those that were circumcised. Hallelujah. To the point they called the other folk uncircumcised heathen. You know what God said about his people? Uncircumcised in heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely. They were circumcised in the flesh, but that's not good enough. Didn't make for righteousness. What makes for righteousness? Believe in God. Really, it's that simple.
Yes, it is that simple. Hallelujah. Simple. Thank you, Lord.
Faith is not something that you do.
That's right.
Faith does.
He does.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We seem that, well, I got to do. Well, you believe on Jesus, it'll get done.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Just like jumping in the water,
yes.
You'll be wet.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Huh? When you walk in the faith, you work righteous.
That's right.
Anytime, every time.
Amen.
That's the only way to do it.
Amen.
Huh? Of course, you have to crucify the old man.
Absolutely.
With his affections and lusts. He's corrupt.
Yeah, Lord.
Which means he used everything for his own personal gain. Not for the body.
Amen.
He's corrupt.
Amen.
After deceitful lust. Yeah. All for me, not for you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. But if thou be a breaker of the law, which all men are, the law makes sure that all are concluded under sin. The law gets that done. Yes, it does. It concludes all under sin. Circumcised, uncircumcised, Jew, Greek, male, female. Huh? You too. Concludes all on it.
Amen.
Universal.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Christ.
So there's no loopholes in the law.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
But the righteousness of the law can be fulfilled.
Yes.
Only one way, though.
Only one way. Hallelujah.
Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter in circumcision does transgress the law? Huh? Everything by the letter is not going to work.
Amen.
Well, he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
Right. Amen.
Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly.
Amen.
And the circumcision is of the heart by the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whose praise is not of men but of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So we are heirs with the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. All right? We're heirs together. We suffer together. We'll be glorified together. Huh? We're not going to receive anything from God as individuals. Absolutely not. That takes away of Christ. When we do things individually, that's not Christ. And we love to do it like that. Why? Well, we do it better. You know how it is. Don't we do it better when we do it by ourselves? And we're certainly more pleased when we do it by ourselves than if we can't do it by ourselves. Saith the word of God. Hallelujah. What God has is for his son. His son. Now, his son is Jesus Christ. I say it all the time. The only way we're sons is because we're in the son.
Amen.
Really? But all of this individual self says not Christ. In fact, it's anti-Christ. All selfishness, me not for you, that's anti-Christ. If you don't know that, then you must not be born again. Huh? Eat by myself. Work by myself. Huh? Get gain by myself, for myself. Antichrist. Antichrist. Hallelujah. What's Christ? Serve one another. By love. That's Christ. Y'all want to be great? Y'all know I... Well. They know the scripture. Huh? Yeah, I mean, if you want to be the greatest, and men do, I mean, that's, he just won't believe God. They won't even believe the example. The scriptures say that Christ came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give himself a ransom for all. So you all think it's problematic for you to come and give yourself for your wretched neighbor?
Thank you, Lord.
That's what you're called to do.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's not how we do it. That's not, we have to see if they have any merit. Oh, they don't have any merit, so I'm not going to break my neck for them. I'm not going to wash all these dishes for them. Huh? I'm not going, that's Antichrist. You mean you do it for yourself? So would the heathen. Huh? That's the Antichrist. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ includes us. Yes, yes, yes. There's no other way we would attain. Huh? He wrought righteousness, included us. He imputed his righteousness to us. Isn't that simple? Of course, we'll have to receive it. You know how we receive it? By faith. And even that's not ours. We still complain, though, don't we? Hallelujah. I mean, he give us all that we need, and we say, I can't. I can't do all of this for them ungrateful folk. Huh? They don't really appreciate me. Well, the Lord can say that. We don't appreciate him, which means we don't esteem him as we should. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, he still gave what he gave and did what he did, even though we don't esteem him. Yeah, we are wretched. Hallelujah. If children, and we are children, heirs of God, joint heirs. Hallelujah. For ye are all children of God. All children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. See? There is neither Jew nor Greek, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. So God made promise to Abraham. He included you. He included me. He included Isaac and Jacob. And as many that are far off, they're included in Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, because that's the lineage who Christ chose to come through. He could have done it through any. It would have been the same. But it's the one he chose. Hallelujah. So he gave the promise to Abraham and to his seed. And that's all that have faith. So I vehemently reject seed being anything genetic as concerning God, when the Bible plainly tells us that we're Abraham's seed.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And heirs according to the promise. We're his children by faith, because all that are in Christ by faith, we're all children in Christ by faith. Oh, but seems like we don't understand how God ties it all together. I mean, we don't see it that way. That's why we keep doing things individually. He purposely chose out a man, Abraham. Huh? And through the lineage of Abraham came Christ. No? That's him being partakers with us, not being ashamed to call us brothers. It behooved him to be made like his brother. He did it through Abraham, though. He could have done it through somebody else, but he didn't. He did it through Abraham. So it's not really Abraham. It's Christ coming through Abraham. It's like it's not really you. It's Christ in you. Hallelujah. Now, of course, Abraham had seed after the flesh, but they're not the children of God. They're not the children of God. Hallelujah. We're Abraham's seed by faith. Glory, glory. So that's how we're heirs. Y'all know what an heir is? They're not people that said, they said, my God. I mean, people actually fight over inheritance. Sometime, a long time, because sometime by the time they're done with it, none of them gets it because the lawyer has it. They say it's tied up in probate. How about that? Well, our inheritance is not tied up. Huh? It is in Christ, though, who's not divided. It's not in the individual. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So one of our favorite accounts is Luke chapter 15. The parable of the lost son. They're all there with the father, you know, faring well, in need of nothing. And lo and behold, one day one of the sons say, Pop, can you give me my inheritance? so I can go. He divided the inheritance, sent him out. Pretty soon he found himself in want. How about that? He said, well, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my father's house. That's when he came to himself. But we understand that all the stuff that he gave him wasn't sufficient. That's how it is when you leave. Huh? Our inheritance is in Christ. Even though he gave him something, he went out and squandered it. When he came back to the Father, he still had an inheritance. And the son that was there was very angry because they rejoiced. Because the lost son came back and they made merry for him. Killed the fatted calf. And the eldest son came back from, what's all of this rejoice? Man, you hadn't heard? Huh? Your brother came back. And father killed the fatty calf for him. He was not excited. He was not excited. Hallelujah. He was angry, angry, angry. And said, this rascal squandered all his living on harlots. And now he come back, and the father killed for him the fatted calf.
Yeah, Lord.
And I've been here the whole time.
Thank you, Lord.
Never transgressed father's commandment.
Hallelujah.
And you never killed for me the fatted calf.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord. You know what the father said?
Yep.
Well, your son was lost and now he's found. Should not we make merry for him?
Hallelujah.
And besides, you've been here all the time.
Right.
All that I have.
Hallelujah.
Is that.
Amen.
Well, he didn't consider that. That's why he was angry.
Right. Amen.
And that's what happened with us.
Yes.
We don't consider that all that the Father has is ours.
Yes.
It's not mine. We can't have it individually.
Right.
But with the body, all that the Father has is ours.
Thank you, Jesus.
So if we're angry when brother get blessed, we're angry when sister get blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've never done cut up like Marie.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Huh?
Woo!
Of course, the elder son lied too, you know.
Right. Right.
He said, I've never transgressed.
Right.
He's a liar.
Amen.
Huh? And so are you.
You know,
I've never done like Timothy.
Thank you, Lord.
Not like Charlene.
Hallelujah.
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 But here,
thank you, Lord.
The son has everything and still upset. And that's where we are.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
If we're heirs of God,
right.
Joint heirs with Christ, then there's no need for us to get upset.
That's right. Praise God.
There's no way we're going to come up short.
Amen.
No way.
Nope.
I don't care how much, you know, God loves brother over there.
Thank you, Lord.
He's not going to love him any more than he loves you.
Hallelujah.
No, he's not.
Amen.
No, he's not. So no need for envy and strife. That comes from carnality. Oh, God loves him more than he loves me. God does it. He don't whack Terry when Terry cuts up. God's righteous. He rewards every transgression, every disobedience. He's a righteous judge. So what we're doing is actually we're complaining against God. Edie gets away with everything. All you do is praise her.
Thank
me, you whack that whack.
Hallelujah.
That's not true.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know God does right, boy, but
yes.
How about you?
Hallelujah.
Well, he's saving you. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Well, he's saving me too. Is that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then we're heirs together.
Yes.
No complaining then.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's
thank
yours is mine. What's mine is, come on.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Come on, brother driver. God didn't do you wrong. I'm not asking you. We've all gotten less than our iniquity deserves. Oh, God. But, you know, we got all of this carnality and flesh so that we really don't get excited about being heirs of God.
Woo!
Heirs of the Rockefellers, yeah. Heirs of the Rothschilds. You know, heirs of Papa. Papa's going to give me everything. Well, how about your Father in heaven?
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Now, this is what God has done for us.
Amen.
Yeah, everything that he has is ours. His righteousness. Huh? Glory, his wisdom. Huh? His joy, his peace. Huh? His kingdom. Yeah, the saints shall possess the everlasting kingdom. Hallelujah. Ever in his presence. Glory, of course, the carnal has no delight in these things. So when we don't delight, that's where we are. And there's nothing I can do about that. Come on. I speak unto you as unto spiritual. And if you want to be carnal, then don't rejoice. Hallelujah. But we're not going to take away the great thing that God has done. I mean, the holy, the eternal. Huh? Made like unto us. Oh, so we could be partakers with him. You know, it had to be that way. We could not be partakers of the inheritance except God fix us. You understand that? So here God is trying to prepare so we can, you know, actually seize this inheritance. And here we are complaining. Hallelujah. He wanted to chasten us so we can be partakers of his holiness.
Yes, you,
you know that's one of the great gifts?
Yes,
us being partakers of his holiness. And a carnal mind don't worry about that. Huh? They'd rather have ice cream.
Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
But he wants us to be partakers of his holiness, of his divine nature.
Hallelujah.
And this is the truth, and we don't get too excited about things like that. Huh? Men like new cars and new houses, new frocks, huh? New life in Christ.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Maybe later, at a more convenient time. Huh? Treasures in heaven. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Yeah, he's wrought for us the victory.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Father of the circumcision, to them who are not of the circumcision only, but also who walk in the steps of the faith of our Father Abraham.
Amen.
Huh? Our Father Abraham. Yes. I told you why he's our Father.
Amen.
He's the one God made the covenant with. And by through whom he came in the flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, he was manifest in the flesh.
Yes.
As through seed of Abraham.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Through the seed of Abraham.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And Isaac and Jacob.
Yes,
on down through Jesse.
Amen. Yes.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
And David.
Yes, Lord.
How about that?
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory. Seed of Abraham, son of David.
Yes, Lord.
This is how he's partakers with us.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's so we can be partakers with him.
Amen.
He's a mediator between God and man.
Amen.
There's no way we can be reconciled except by Jesus Christ. How come he's the reconciler? Because he's God and man.
Yes, Lord, amen.
Jesus Christ
That's
is
right.
God
yes.
and man.
Yes.
He's not another God.
Amen.
He's God
yes.
and man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so then are we reconciled?
Hallelujah. Amen.
He became partakers with us so we could become partakers with him.
Yes.
This is not a bad deal. Huh? How wonderful. Hallelujah. We're going to seize the inheritance, aren't we? We'll have to do it together. We're not going to beat anybody out of it. We receive it together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Don't be sad. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went because he had faith. Huh? Faith, you can obey. You don't have to know anything else. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And we're heirs with them of the same promise. Hallelujah. Hearken, my beloved brethren, have not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? That's because he loved us. So it's all of God. You know, from the beginning to the end.
Thank you, Lord.
He has to convince us that we're sinners.
Yes.
That's God.
That
no man can convince any man that he's a sinner.
Thank you.
Can't be done.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
And even after God's convinced us, we have to strive to stay convinced.
Amen.
But by his grace, he convinced us that we were sinners.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus.
The next work of grace, he convinced us that he could save us.
Thank
we have to continue
Lord.
In the faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
The faith that we're sinners.
Yes.
The faith that he can save us.
Yes,
we can't depart from that.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Heirs of the kingdom. Heirs of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
He's called us to his kingdom.
Thank you,
Jesus. That is what worthy of God who's called us to his kingdom. His kingdom.
Amen.
Not the kingdom that Satan was trying to present to Jesus. He's called us to his kingdom. And his glory. He's called us to glory and virtue through Christ Jesus. That after you suffered a while, after you suffered a while, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah. Let's press on toward the high calling of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Driver, you want to run? No, David will help you out. Won't you, David? Yeah, see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sojourned in the land. We're sojourners too. Just like our father. We're looking for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John saw that city. That pearly white city coming down from God out of heaven. Praise the Lord. This is a marvelous city. It's got 12 foundations. Hallelujah. It's not made of the foundation men. It's made precious stone. Huh? If the foundation is glorious, what about the rest? Hallelujah. Y'all get excited in here. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. If ye fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law. The law always does its job as transgressors. 1 Peter 3:6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
Amen.
Finally, be ye all of one mind. One mind, one mind. Yeah, the mind of Christ. having compassion one of another. Love his brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessings. Bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Knowing that thereunto you are called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Seek peace and ensue it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light. He turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, I hear Bakia over there. Y'all hear Bakia? Hallelujah. Sound like she's been born again. Huh? It was a great day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So the prodigal came back and he was very repentant, remorseful, and said, Father, I have sinned. I'm not worthy to be called your son. This is an example. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is a good example of true repentance. Hallelujah. And Brother Sarah would often talk about, you know, you come back and you act like nothing's happened. That's not good. That's not how this prodigal who wasted everything came back. He said, man, what a horrible thing I did. How ungrateful. Man, I've done so bad, I don't even deserve to be called your son. And we don't deserve. Y'all know that. He makes us worthy. Hallelujah. Yeah, we don't deserve to be called son. No. It's by grace now. So we need to deal with our neighbor that way. They don't deserve our good treatment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They don't need to. For Christ's sake. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Going to be all right, Brother David. Glory, glory. I see Marilyn's getting excited over there. Rightfully so. One thing that she says that blesses me, she said, God will do right by me.
Yes, amen.
I do good to say it.
Yes.
It does good to say it because it's the truth. It'll encourage you. Huh? Like Job encouraged himself. I can't find God. I look for him here. I look for him there. I can't find God. I can't find God. He said, but I know. He knows the way that I take. Hallelujah. Well, that's how we're going to encourage ourselves. Yeah. He knows the way we take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. To God be the glory. Hopefully we're encouraged to consider ourselves as a body. We'll have to do it in the spirit. Carnal mind won't go there. It's impossible. You understand the scripture. It's impossible. It is impossible. Hallelujah. Our our inheritance, our salvation, our worth, whatever is in Christ. Outside of Christ, that means outside the body. That means without Terry, you know, without every member. Hallelujah. So when we don't identify with the members, we don't identify with Christ. I know if Christ came down here, we'd all rush to the door. Oh, come on, sit with me. Let me wash your feet. Let me get your drink. You can do that right now. Hallelujah. And you ought to do it right now. Hallelujah. Don't get it all for Gingy. Get some for Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. All right, who's going to pray for us today? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother David, it's been a while. You ought to pray for us, brother. We need prayer. All right.
Yes, thank you, Father. We're always to pray, Lord. Help us to pray without ceasing, Lord, and to be instant in prayer. I thank you, Father, for helping us this day. We need your help always, Lord. We look to you, for you are our God, and we need you, Lord. We need you every day, every moment, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for watching over us, and we know you shall watch over our brothers who have gone today.
Yes, Lord.
And we know, Father, that your holy angels encamp about those who fear you, and so thank you, Father, for all that you do and for all that you've given us, Lord, and you have blessed us so much, Lord, and thank you for helping us to come in here and to hear the word. And for we know many are the afflictions of the righteous, Lord, and this is that time of trial, the fiery trial. We think it not strange, Lord, because you've told us so, and you have forewarned us even of things to come. So thank you, Father, for giving us eyes to see, Lord, ears to hear, a heart to perceive. So, but we must hear what the Spirit saith, especially now in these times, Lord, where the enemy is raging, and he is raging, Lord,
true,
even
Lord.
Now, and he's coming down to make war, and he is prevailing to make war with us, but that's all right, Lord, because you said it would be so, and we just must be strong, and you will encourage us, Lord, and you will strengthen our hearts as we go on. So thank you, Father, for all those who join together with us, wherever they may be, your people scattered around the world, sprinkled as salt around the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, that small flock. It's just a small flock, Lord. There isn't many. Even though this broadcast goes throughout all the earth, all the world, over the prince of the power of the air, but there's only a few. So help us to hear, Lord. Help us to do what you would have us to do, to please you, Lord, and not to please our own selves. So we must trust you at all times and not trust in the arm of flesh where there is no help. So thank you once again, Lord, for the prophet sent. Thank you for coming into our hearts, Lord, and giving us hope. In this world without hope, you are the blessed hope of your people, Lord. We hope in you all the day long, for there is no hope in this world at all. But you are that lively hope. So quicken us, Lord. Quicken your people and turn us again, Lord. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. For you are our Savior. You are our deliverer, our healer, our everything, our all in all, Lord. So thank you, Father, for the word we just heard. And we hope it falls on good ground, Lord. But there's only a few out there that listen. And we just must trust in you, and we must move in faith. You have helped us to do it, Lord, and to bring us to this place, this refuge here on earth, as we wait upon you. So come quickly, Lord Jesus, even so. And do that finishing work, Lord God, and make us ready to meet you, Lord, coming down in the clouds. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for it. All right. World's in turmoil. Wars, wars. Spain and France, fires, fires, fires. Trouble everywhere. Thank you, Lord. So time to draw nigh. Yeah. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to us. The preparation that we must make is spiritual. And our part is just to yield to God. He's the one that doeth the work. For it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We won't get credit for anything. We will get all the benefit. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.